Exclusive: Texas AG Ken Paxton, Biden ending Title 42 to import more illegal alien voters. By John Binder on April 5, 2022. Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton says there is no good reason for President Joe Biden to end the Center for Disease Control and Prevention's CDC Title 42 border control other than to import hundreds of thousands of illegal alien voters. Biden officials have announced that the administration will end on May 23 the vital border control known as Title 42, first imposed by former President Donald Trump. The authority has allowed federal immigration officials to quickly return nearly 2 million border crossers and illegal aliens back to their native countries over the last 2 years. During an exclusive interview with SiriusXM Patriots Breitbart News Daily, Paxton said Biden made the decision with the purpose of increasing illegal immigration to the United States in the hopes of permanently altering the American electorate in favor of Democrats. Listen. Breitbart Middle. Ken Paxton, April 5, 2022. There's no good reason for Biden to do this other than he wants more illegals here to vote, Paxton said. I don't have another explanation because this is clearly he's not enforcing federal law. He's not following his constitutional duty. According to Paxton, Biden is looking to entice as many border crossers and illegal aliens to the U.S. as possible, creating a massive incentive by expanding his catch-and-release network whereby arrivals are briefly detained before being bused and flown into the U.S. interior. There's only one reason you'd end Title 42, you want more illegal immigration. You're not satisfied with the large numbers already coming in. And by doing this, you're going to increase, even by larger numbers, the number of people crossing our border illegally whether they have COVID-19 or not, whether their background is crime, terrorism, whatever, Paxton said. It's a complete betrayal of the American people, he continued. The consequences to our country are great. If you just take the fentanyl overdose increases, they're up like 30%. That doesn't count the social costs along the border that people who are dealing with this every day and the fear that they have of being harmed. An Internal Department of Homeland Security, DHS, memo, exclusively obtained and published by Breitbart News, details Biden's plans to hugely expand his catch-and-release network once Title 42 is ended. The memo states, "The purpose of this plan is to describe a proactive approach that humanely prevents and responds to surges in irregular migration across the U.S. southern border. This will be done while ensuring that migrants can apply for any form of relief or protection for which they may be eligible, including asylum, withholding of removal, and protection from removal under the regulations implementing United States obligations under the Convention Against Torture." Emphasis added. Biden officials admit that lifting Title 42 is likely to bring a massive influx of border crossers and illegal aliens to the border, with potentially 500,000 arriving at the border every month, a more than doubling of current illegal immigration levels. The expected rise in illegal immigration suggests that a foreign population the size of Atlanta, Georgia, or Fresno, California, could arrive at the U.S.-Mexico border every month with the hopes of being released into the nation's interior. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Email him at binder@breitbart.com. Follow him on Twitter here.